121, verse 1 to verse 8, and the title of the message, My Help Come from the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever, and even forevermore. Amen. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that you remind us to look where our help comes from. You, the maker of heaven and earth. Anoint my lips, O God, and take the message and make it, O Lord. Reach your people who are in need for this word, who are waiting for your word. Put verse and statement. Let be fruit, O God. Let be help from you. Let be healing. Let be wholeness. Let be hope, and revival, and restoration that come from you in the name of Jesus. We pray for souls to get revived and come to know you and follow you wholeheartedly. I pray for harvest of righteousness. I pray that you will speak to each and every one of us. Those who are waiting for your word, speak to them, assure them, and direct them in the way that they need to go. And Lord, I pray you affirm your promises to us, O God, so that we will fully trust you. This we all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the Psalm of David, and some say that David wrote the Psalm while he was in trouble, while he was in war. And he was attacked by the enemies. But some they say also that since the psalm does not speak about war or about enemy or about some attacks, that is, there's no details more in it. Some they say that this psalm was written by David while he was troubling. Now the point here, certain time we look to the help of the Lord when we are attacked by the enemy. When we are attacked by the enemy, we are looking for the Lord. But when we are just in ordinary life, we are going and coming, we are not watching that our help comes from the Lord. You know, certain time, we need God more in time of peace. Time of peace that you are not able to have a problem. And sometimes when you are in the middle of the troubles and attack of the enemy, you may not need the help of God as much you need it while you are in ordinary days. Certain time, the enemy is very clear to us. There's threat, but certain time is not appearing. The point here, whether in peace or in troubles or trials, in plenty or less, in richness or poverty, in sickness or when we are well and fine, we need to seek the help of the Lord. And our help should not come or should be based on people or based on our own self, on confidence on what we have, or confidence on the created things, but our help should be based on our hope and faith on the Creator, the Maker of heaven and earth. King David, when he say, I will lift up mine eyes upon the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. You know, that is a prayer, and that's a song. And you see, when we say it, while we are saying it, and while we are meditating on it, and we are singing the song, then we really live it. We would develop that confidence. How many of you, when you are doubting, you have troubles, you just pray. How do you feel after a prayer? Will you not feel peace? That is the confidence that comes from the Lord. When we are praying, when we are trusting Him. Why we pray? Because we believe that our help comes from the Lord. The same here in David. When he just mentioned this psalm and uttered it, came out from his heart and through his lips outside, he had the confidence that the Lord is and He will be a help to him. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill. From where cometh my help? The hill is, or hills or mountains, most likely the psalmist, he wrote it while he was around mountains or around certain hills. And you know, hills and mountains, most of it are green, and from the hills and mountains there are also pastures for sheep and cattle, and also there are farms. Yeah, so that's where God's provision also through these things to our life, to the psalmist's life. He sees the gardens, he sees the fruit, he sees the crops planted in the mountain, he sees the waterfall, he sees the sheep, he sees the cattle there, he sees the resources on the hill, and he will see, I will look to the hill, and to the hill from whence comes my help. Sometimes we focus on things that are created and we think that is our help from these things, but that's not correct. Our help is not from the mountains, it's not from the big buildings, it is not from the big companies, it is not from our jobs and our salaries, but our help comes from the Lord, the maker of, the one who made heaven and earth. You know, the hills with the resources and the mountains with the resources, after all, they are made by whom? They were made by God. So if we think that the hills are resourceful and there's resource there, let us look up more beyond the hills to heaven, where the maker of the heaven and earth is there residing and looking over us and over our life. And He is the source of our help. Some they say, why David mentioned that, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Sure, David, you will know that the hill and the mountain is not the source of his help, right? But why he say it? Some they say that he was looking to the hills of the city of Jerusalem, and where there, the mountain of God, the mountain of Moriah was there, and in one of these hills, a mountain in the mountain of Moriah, one of these hills where the temple of God was built on, and they say that David was looking to the temple of God, where prayer and the word of God is uttered and preached, and for him, God is the source of blessing when we pray and when we hear His word. How many of you believe that our help comes from God, our help comes from His word, our help comes from the prayer to God, and our help comes when we are with the people of God? It's coming from God when we are with the people of God. We get the point. If you read verse 1 with this explanation, we can understand why David say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Sure, he was looking for the, not for idols, but he was looking for the temple of God, where the prayers, sacrifices, where the word of God is uttered, and his decrees and his ordinances being observed, and that obedience had brought the help of God into the life of his church, the life of his people, and in the life of King David, and in my life, and in your life. Verse 3. As we start to pray, and with that mind, that our help come from the Lord, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not stumble. Now here, the foot to be moved, that he will let you firm standing. You know, when the enemy will attack, when the devil will attack, he will put doubt and confusion, and he will make you wondering where you need to move, and he want to shake you also. But he promised here, he will not let your foot be moved. He will not allow confusion and let the enemy lead you to a wrong decision, a wrong step in life. That's why the Bible says that the righteous stand as bold as lions, because God will not allow their foot to be moved, to be slipped, to take wrong decision. You know, and other way we can explain it, he will not let your foot to be slipped. You know, when climbing the mountain or climbing the hills, you know, you have to climb with your foot. When one of the feet is slipped, you will fall down and you will go down. In life, sometimes we need to climb mountains and hills, and we have to face certain issues, and we need our foot to go on. The enemy wants us to be slipped. Sometimes he will put a snare around our feet to mislead us, to confuse us. But God will not allow that. Amen. He will not allow us even to be fallen to sin. He will say he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Especially when you are climbing mountain, we need strong feet so that you will not fall. That he will not allow your foot to be moved. And he said, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. God will keep us. Amen? God will protect us. He said, he will not slumber. He will not get tired of watching over you. He will not get tired of keeping your foot not moved, keeping you firm. He will keep you in whatever circumstances, now and in the future. In the time of plenty, in the time of less, in the time of war, in the time of peace, in whatever circumstances, he will keep thee, he will not slumber, he will continue to watch over thee. And in verse 4, he says, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Now here, King David, he's not speaking about himself or about you or me. He's speaking about Israel. He's speaking about the whole church. God will keep his church, and he will neither sleep nor slumber in keeping his church. He will watch over his church to be maintained in whatever circumstances. The Lord is the keeper. He will keep you. He will keep the church, and he is your keeper. He will keep you, protecting you, defending you, fighting for you, doing all what he can as your heart knit with him. Have you get the point here? David was his heart knit with God, and the same with us here tonight. As we keep our focus on God, we may pass through trials, we may put into temptation, we may be about to sin, or we have done certain wrong, but God is thy keeper. He will keep you, bring you back. He will not allow your foot to be moved or slip and fall down. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. God not only will protect and defend, but God also will give shade. You know, when the weather is hot, we need to be under the shade. Kuliyari, that is how God give us also entertainment. And when there is rain, He is our umbrella also. He put us under the shade. He is our shade. When there is arrows of the evil one, also He is the shade for us, to shade us. He's not only the shade, He says here, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. So He's very near. Amen. Right hand, He is very near. And the meaning of the right hand, He is thy shade upon thy right hand. Why He mentioned the right hand, not the left hand? Why He mentioned the right hand, not the left hand? What He mean with the right hand, you know, man earns his living by his hand. Which hand is skillful, usually used for skills? The right hand. Some people like me are left-handed. But what He mean here, the right hand that you use to earn your living, that you use to do your responsibility, that hand, I am with that hand. So the point here, what David is saying here, if I do my assignment well, I find God right there in my life. Amen? For a student, if you study well, God right there is with his life. Yeah? If a one who is a farmer, if he is farming, God is right there in his life. If a teacher continues to teach, God is right there in his life. If the pastor continues to pastor and care, God is right there at his right hand to support. Have you get the point here? We need not to worry about what's going on around us. You need to be worried to do your work and assignment well. Because when you do it, you find God is right here. He is your shade at your right hand to protect you. You know, shade for your right hand so that your right hand, your assignment, no one can disturb you not to do it. Amen? Such kind of help, if we know that this kind of help not only protect, but He will also shield your mind. He will let you do your assignment well without the enemy being disturbing you. What a God that we worship is great. Amen? And how He make life meaningful to us. King David go on and explain more. He says, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. You know, the sun is very hot in the daytime, and He will not allow it to strike you. And in the night, He said He will not allow the moon by the night. The moon has influence on the gravity, and He has power to move the water. The tide in the night will go up, and the daytime will go down. That may harm the farms. He said God will not allow this evil influence. Neither from the sun, neither from the moon, neither from right and left, neither from your own self, to let you be harmed. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. You know the sun? Very obvious in the day. When you will be under the heat of the sun, you will be having sunbite. Yeah? Yeah, something very obvious. But we speak about that the moon will harm you by night. Have you thought that the moon will harm you one day? No, right? You know, certain time, you are afraid of certain circumstances, certain people, certain events. Oh, this is very harmful. But you are not aware also, there are certain things, it seems that not harmful, but still there will be harm from it. Among them is yourself. But God had a promise here that He will not let things to go and cause you harm and to be smitten by these things. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Now here, speak about the soul of man. Amen. Now God's promise only here, not only while you are during life, God will preserve you, but even God will preserve your soul even after death. God will not allow you to sleep and go into eternal fire. He will restore your soul. He will preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thee. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. So here, not only he will preserve your life while you are living on earth, he will preserve it from yourself, from wrong decision. He will not only he will preserve you from the enemy, from trials, from accidents, from calamities, from earthquakes. He will not only preserve you from all these things, he will not only preserve your body, but he will also preserve your soul. And we know that the soul of man, we know that the soul of man will live forever. Amen? But if he is a sinner, he will be sent to the eternal fire. But if he is a righteous, he will reach heaven. So he will preserve your soul. So that here, our relationship. If we look to God asking help from Him, amen, and He will be your capital, your assurance, your insurance, your backup, yeah, your help, your healer, your sanctifier, your second, He is the one who is the coming again to take us. If that is He in your life, then your soul also will be preserved. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever and even forevermore. Here's the confirmation. Wherever you go and come, events will confirm to you that God is your help. Things may go wrong. Things may try, the devil will try to let your foot move. Your mind, your own thinking and understanding will make you even about to take wrong decision. But God will not allow you, your foot to be moved. God will preserve you. God will preserve your soul, not now only, but now even forevermore. You're going, you're coming, in the place of your living, in the place that you are traveling, when you go, when you come back, God is always with you. Amen. And that's the assurance today. The prayer of David. We need to pray this prayer. We need to trust God. As we pray it, we have the confidence. Even as I'm delivering the word of God, God give me confidence that my help truly, and that's my confidence, is it from the Lord. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. Let's all stand. Let us thank Him and praise Him. Thank you, Lord, for you assure me that you are my help, you are my support, you say that I will keep you, I will preserve you, I will not suffer your foot to be moved. I thank you, Lord, you say that I am your seed upon your right hand. I thank you, Lord, for preservation, the protection, the entertainment, the help, the support, the preservation of my life here on earth and even eternity. We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you promise my sheep listen to my voice, they follow me, I give them eternal life, and no one shall snatch them from my hand. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you. We adore you. Lord, we enthrone you in our midst. You are our help. You are our support. You are our provider. We thank you, God, for the aid that we have from you every day, and even tomorrow, and even forever, even throughout eternity, you are there to take us even from now till we reach heaven, till we meet you on the air as you come to take us. We thank you, Lord. We enthrone you, Lord Jesus, in our life, in our midst. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify your name. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, we enthrone you.
Yes, Lord.
We proclaim you as King, standing here in the midst of us. We raise you up in our praise, and as we worship this, your throne, and as we worship this,
your church.
Standing here,
behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
We raise you up.
Behold, he that keepeth the church of God shall neither slumber nor sleep.
And as we worship, Jesus, we enthrone
God. And take your place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come and take your place in our life. Lead us and guide us. Strengthen us with your love, with your care. Increase our faith. And trusting you, Lord, that you do great things for us. We love you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Bless your church and your people. Those who trust in you, their help comes from you. The help of the church of God comes from you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, God, oh, God.
God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.